a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't call us, though. Just rhyme for the song.
No, yeah, we don't.
We've been doing that for 3 years, you know.
Help. Yes, I know. We quietly ticked over our 3-year anniversary a while ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's not nice to talk about getting old, so we just pretend it's not happening.
That's because we still roll the same gear, but I choose to think of it as in it's classy.
Absolutely.
People love it.
Yeah. Well, it's why we're still here.
Yeah. Are we?
If it wasn't any good.
Do the people have the power to do that?
And people have no power.
Okay, whatsoever. Thank God. Whew.
There are people with the power.
Okay.
But they're not the people.
They're not these people. You people. You, speaking to you.
Yeah. TikToker Misha Grimes. You familiar with Misha?
Nah.
No, she's a fashionista.
Oh, maybe I am.
And she puts up a lot of instructional videos on TikTok, and it's more about fashion and how you wear it and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this one kind of popped up for me because I think it would be a bit helpful for me.
Okay.
Because it involves boobs, but also I imagine it applies to moobs. So
you don't have moobs.
I have moobs. It's and okay. Even if I know what I am.
Okay.
I know what I am.
All right, beautiful boy.
And now I'm leaning into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Because Misha has shared how she gives herself an instant boob job just by using her sports bra.
Okay.
So imagine we all put on our sports bras.
Mine is so tight that, anyway, yeah, go.
Yeah, so you might not be able to do this. And you probably...
Because I'm rocking the double D's.
This is a place of business. I can't. I'm your line manager, but I cannot...
go on. I got them tig-ass bitties.
You don't... I could use a bit of help here. You probably couldn't. All right, so you don't need to worry about this. Right. You just tell me whether it's a hack or just doing a thing, because
yeah.
You might have done it at some point. I don't know.
When I was 12,
maybe. She takes her sports bra, and there's like a band at the bottom of that goes all the way around. And what she does is she tucks.
Is it a crop top or a sports bra? Do you know the difference?
It's a sports bra.
Okay.
And she folds it. She folds the bottom kind of layer of it underneath.
Okay.
The elastic thing.
The white.
And then like pulls it up a little bit so it's sitting right under.
No. This is no.
And then it gives you a bit of cleavage.
No, that's not a hack. That'll actually do your ribs damage. No. Do you know what a hack is? You lean forward, okay, put your bra on, you lean forward and you pull them up, you tuck them in.
I think you're both doing the same thing, but just different ways. Someone said that you should do this every time you put on a bra.
Yeah. Lean forward. Don't pull the wire up half boob it.
It's called the scoop and swoop.
Yeah. Yeah.
The overspill actually means it's too small. Now, let's not talk about overspill because I have thoughts. I have feedback on the overspill.
For me?
Not for you. Just in general.
God. Like,
just in general.
Who said it? Who said what? No, that's not a hack. That's just, I mean, do you know what? It is, I would say it's a lesson that you can share to other people who wear bras.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So it's.
I would say it's not a hack. I would just say it's, you know how like a hack is, hey, you know, I don't know, here's some information. Here's how to brush your teeth properly.
Yeah.
That's just how to put your bra on properly.
Okay. Well, look, she might have more hacks rather than. Just things, information. So I'm just going to keep watching and I'll get back to you. Okay.
Such a hope.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen. On K-Rock and Action.
Oh, my God. There's like warm-ups going on during the interview.
We're taking it seriously.
During the intro, rather. Yeah.
Some weeks it's not taken seriously, but this week it will.
Generally,
be.
They're the weeks involving you, Tom.
All right.
I've been doing vocal exercises.
Most critically acclaimed I feel seen of all time, but chopped liver over here. That's fine.
Critically acclaimed. It was very good.
Thank you. I know. No, I'm very excited to see what you guys have today. What you are going to do is act out a scene from a movie, bring out your inner thespians, and really just share that with the world. And I and you at home will have to try and guess the movie.
Okay. Yes. At the end, don't forget log and scene. Here we go.
You know, in our heads where we think we're really good and it doesn't really turn out that way, I feel like this time it's going to be.
It's generally me.
No, I'm really, it's really great. Bad back at this.
For the record, you're the only person now that has not got one wrong, Loggy. Lingy's got one wrong and I've got one wrong. So.
Oh, okay. I think you might.
This will be a challenge for you,
yeah,
this one.
All right,
we ready?
Yeah.
Here we do it. Let's do it. You want my number?
I do.
Which number do you want, George?
How many numbers you got?
Oh, I got numbers coming out of my ears. For instance, 10.
10?
Yeah, that's how many months old my baby girl is.
You got a little girl.
Yeah, yeah. Sexy, huh? How about this for a number? 6. That's how old my other daughter is. 8 is the age of my son. 2 is how many times I've been married and divorced. 16 is the number of dollars I have in my bank account. 850-3943. That's my phone number. And with all the numbers I gave you, I'm guessing 0 is the number of times you're going to call it.
Shocked.
And
scene.
Okay, I like it. I don't think I know the movie, but I'm going to have a guess.
Really? Ooh, yeah. Lady. Okay.
Is it like Aaron Brockovich?
Yeah! Yay!
2 is how many times I've been married and divorced. 16 is the number of dollars I have in my bank account. 850-3943. That's my phone number. And with all the numbers I gave you, I'm guessing 0 is the number of times you're going to call.
You killed it on the sass.
Was it okay, yeah, the sass?
Do you know what it was? I was like, I reckon Loggy would make you play Julia Roberts.
I was begging to not play Julia Roberts then. I was like,
so
no, you can do
good.
It.
I said, Lingy, we need sass this week. Sass and sexiness and fierceness.
Amazing.
That's you.
Amazing. Great job. Because when I closed my eyes, it was Julia Roberts. When I opened my eyes, still Julia Roberts. Great stuff, mate. Great stuff all around. Really good movie.
Thanks.
Good work, me too. Little winner sound effect.
Well done, Thomas.
All right, I Feel Seen returns next Wednesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've just been thinking, okay, as my brain always does, and look, I know that us three, we always come to each other and we're like, cost of living and everything, we're not going to do coffees anymore. We're just going to we're going to have the ones that we have here at work, okay? And that's
the old international roast.
Yeah, and we break down and we can't do it.
I never agreed to that.
No, yeah, no, I know. You didn't. You didn't need to.
Yeah.
So we were like, this is not sustainable. And here we are, what, 6 months down the track, and it's we're making do.
we're going along, and it's all good. But I have the most expensive coffee.
You do.
I have almond milk, and so I have to have almond milk, and so it's an extra 80 cents.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been tallying those 80 cents. Yep. Over time.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, 70 cents, an extra 70 cents.
He's been counting 80 cents.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
Don't trust those.
You get that extra 10% delivery fee there. But so this is what I've been thinking, right? Back in the day, and because I've always been a little bit weird with food, you know, I remember I was one of the only vegetarians that anyone knew in the family in my friendship groups. Like, oh, it was so weird. I was a vegetarian, right? Mm. And then now, being a vegetarian, so many people are a vegetarian, right? Milk-wise as well, almond milk, soy milk, oat milk used to be weird milks. Everyone was like skim milk or full cream. That was it.
Yeah.
Now.
Because milk doesn't come from almonds, but yeah, sure, keep going.
Oh, God. Old man.
Almond juice.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Right. So I get that years ago, it was odd. Like soy milk was like, ugh. Like, you know, almond milk, why do you want rice milk or oat milk or whatever?
A little bit niche and also a bit of a novelty almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas now, I ask, if you were getting a round of coffees for 3 or more people, I guarantee you one of them is having almond or soy, at least.
Yeah.
If not lactose-free, decaf, that kind of stuff, put that to the side. But at least almond or soy is getting a mention.
Carly's on the almond at our house. How about you guys? You got a...
Dodsy's... Is it oat milk?
Bourbon?
Yeah, see, there you go.
Something like that.
Bourbon?
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I
mean, who just wants a simple flat white in your order?
No, that's... You can still get a flat white. It's... You're very amped up. Settle. I wonder why places are still charging me more for the milk that I get, right? Sometimes up to close to a dollar.
Extra.
On top of the milk, right? But I don't want to anger any baristas because I love coffee and I love baristas and I get cost of living and everything. So and I've had a look at the numbers.
They've got tattoos and they're quite scary.
Well, I've had a look at the numbers, right? So just say if we go to a supermarket chain, one of the big ones, and we're looking at their brand of milk. 2 litres of full cream milk, $3.10.
Okay.
So that's $1.55 per litre. Same for the 2 litre light milk. So full cream and light, same price, $3.10 in total.
Yep. Okay.
Great. 1 litre of almond milk is $2.
Okay.
So 2 litres a litre, $2 per litre, which means to get the same as a full cream or a light milk, which is $3.10, 2 litres, it's $4.
Right. Okay? So it's a bit more expensive.
It's a bit more expensive. And the same with the soy, okay? So if you want 2 litres of soy, it's $2.30, okay?
Right, so even more expensive again.
Well...
Oh, no, 2 litres, sorry.
2 litres, so $2.30. So, I know, it's hard.
So okay.
This is the home brand stuff.
Okay. It's not the argument then from the barista side of things, well, the milk's more expensive, so that's why you pay extra for it.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I can see almond milk is more expensive, okay? It's $4 for 2 litres, whereas the other milk's coming in at $3.10 or $2.30 for soy. But if you want the Bon Soy, which is one of the brands, okay, soy brands that I see and I love and I ask for.
Milk Lab's another good one.
Yeah, Milk Lab, that kind of business. That, for 1 litre of their soy or almond milk, is $4.80.
Wow.
Just for 1 litre.
Okay.
So I get that, right?
But they're also buying it in bulk. You're buying it wholesale.
Yes. So... I feel bad saying it, but it's like, when is the milk going to be charged the same for full cream and skim? Because a lot of us can't have that type of milk now. I would suggest that it's more almond, more soy, more oat that they're making. Or am I being completely irrational and just like...
Well, the fact that the cost of goods for these businesses is higher for almond and soy and oat and whatever, they have to pass that cost on to the customer.
Mm.
Yeah, I know, but it's kind of like when it was really niche and stuff like that, I get it, but I would suggest that they're...
But on cost base, it's still technically niche.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm kind of just wanted to chat it out. So if there's any baristas out there, anyone that owns a coffee shop, works at a coffee shop or something like that, do you agree? Do you think, hey, yeah, you're right. We are making a lot more almond and soy, and even though they are a bit more expensive, it's kind of normal now.
When does it get to a point where it's normalized enough for it to just be the same price as everything else?
Standard coffee price.
You're asking businesses, should they have to wear the extra cost of their goods?
52232955. Give us a call.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We're having a discussion right now, though, and it's purely discussion. I know you're like, take down the industry, because we sometimes like to do that, but I don't know how I feel. As a coffee drinker, I love drinking coffee. We all do. And the three of us together, when we get coffees for each other each day, my coffee is 70 cents. Extra, right? And that's because I have almond milk. And so I was just wondering, I get it when it was kind of like really niche, almond milk, oat milk, soy milk. It was kind of niche to kind of have those milks that they would, companies would have to have them. Oh yeah, we've got the almond milk just in case the weirdo comes in. But now I suggest a lot more people are drinking those milks. So why are we still getting charged 70 cents maybe thereof?
Maybe even a dollar sometimes.
Sometimes a dollar extra per cup, but I also understand that milk is a little bit more expensive. So is that how it's? I just want to open up the discussion chat.
Can I just say, I know you carry a lot of guilt about having the most expensive coffee, even though we buy rounds, and neither Lingy nor I care.
I know, but I do care.
Occasionally, we like to drop in a little seed of doubt for you, so that you do overthink it a little bit. But it's worth the extra 70 cents. each, you know, few days for us, for you not to have the dairy-related problems in this small, concentrated space that we share with you for hours every morning, okay?
Gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al's in Werribee. Al, you're a coffee drinker yourself. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? And do you have some funky milk in your coffee?
No, I don't, but I suggest what I do is I have my own little coffee machine. And why not have your own in the office there?
You're speaking like you're Cameron Ling now, Al. And some of us just can't afford to have a nice little coffee machine at home.
I've been pushing for it, Al. Yeah. Can't get over the line.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I've got a little DeLonghi, and it serves a purpose. You can froth up your milk and, you know, you can make a decent coffee.
Are you a DeLonghi salesman, Al?
Yes, I can do you a deal.
No, not at all. It just so happens what I happen to have, that's all.
That sounds like a lot of effort. How about this, right? What about if we just kept a carton of almond milk in the fridge here at work and we got you a black coffee, which would be much cheaper, and then we put a dash of almond milk in it each time?
No, because I want to support the business for their milk. I do. I just wonder if, yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea for me.
No, because I still want them to, I want to support their milk trade.
We'll microwave up the milk for you.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't know.
I don't trust your milk gauging experience. But Kirby from Brimley, you sound trustworthy. I just want to know, Tom says many things about you, though, because...
She's a wonderful regular caller and friend of the show, Kirby, and certainly has no sort of bias or prejudice towards other members of the radio station. Yeah. That's fine.
But Kirby, is it true that you're a former barista?
I am. I'm a former barista of many years, and I was in amongst it when... all of the niche milk started coming in. Uh-huh. And while it is a bit more of a cost, it's because the particular milks that you're using, they're not easily frothable and warmable and stuff like that. And it's easier to burn and make them disgusting than it is anything else. So you're basically paying for that extra work that's being done.
Okay. It's not going to be good. All right, well, okay, well, I'm happy for that then. I'm happy to do that.
You're happy to do that?
Yeah, so I am.
I know I was arguing against this. I was sort of taking the other side. I've crunched the numbers here for you.
Okay, here we go.
Math-slingy, I've never heard this.
Cameron Lang,
regular milk, $1.55 per litre is what you told us. Almond milk, $2 per litre. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that difference there, let's call it just for my thing, 50 cents.
Yeah.
Difference. Regular coffee milk, about 250 mils of milk goes into that. The cost for that, the extra cost for the different milk is 12.5 cents per regular coffee. Now let's add 10% of a margin, round it up. There's 15 cents that they should be charging for that extra milk per coffee.
Right.
But they're charging 70 cents.
Okay.
Kirby's still there. What say you, Kerbs, to that?
Honestly, cost is cost. It's going to be what it's going to be. If you're going to pay for a better milk, like bond soy and all those kind of things, you're going to pay that a little bit extra for the quality, just like you would with good farm milk, like when you go to, you know, farmers markets and stuff like that, and you're buying milk directly from the farmer. You're paying that bit extra to support a quality item. Yeah. So,
well, I am happy with all of this information. You boys might have thought I'd kicked up a bit because I've been known, okay? But I am happy for, number one, a quality made coffee. Seriously. Yeah. And if it's made well, I'll pay extra.
But you won't come around to the idea of Tommy's of having the almond milk added later here in the office.
Do you want to? I'm supporting local, mate. And if you two don't want to do that, I mean.
Are you surprisingly that it's it's partly because of the kind of milk or the cost of the kind of milk, but also we're literally just paying extra because Loggie's a pain in the ass. and it's annoying to make her coffee. So, I mean, story checks out, doesn't it, really?
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.